Well, it's nice to have that experience. You know, when we played them out in Minneapolis, I got to get a little bit of playing time. So, you know, if it happens to where, you know, I have to play again Sunday, then I'll be ready for it. And, you know, it was nice getting the experience the first time around. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm prepared. You know, I know what to do now. So, you know, I'm taking a little bit of confidence into the game, you know, if it comes down to me playing.
Over here at Lambeau, as opposed to Metro Dome, the track isn't as fast because it's a regular surface, and the noise is out of it. Do you guys look at that pretty positively from your point of view as an offensive line?
Definitely. You know, we when we were up in the Metro Dome, we used silent count the whole game. We couldn't hear anything. It was very loud up there. So. We're happy that we get to play on our home turf. You know, it lets us take advantage of the snap count a little bit more and, you know, makes us feel comfortable as an offensive line. You know, we can actually hear what's going on. So, you know, we're going to try to use that to our advantage.
Last time they got 8 sacks. Not all of them are offensive line's fault, but the offensive line picks up the draft court. Is there a little, in the room, a little sense of pride about, hey, we got to do quite a bit better?
Yeah, I think so. You know, last time we played them, you know, we didn't play up to our level of potential, and you know, we feel like we've been doing very good in practice, and obviously last week, you know, we protected Aaron pretty well, so we're going to try to continue to improve on that and just build on it and keep moving forward.
TJ, you know how passionate this football community is. What are people on the street been saying to you when you're outside the locker room with respect to this particular Sunday with Brett coming back to his soul-stopping goals?
Well, really, I mean. You know, it's all about the Packers here. You know, I know people hear a lot about Brett, but, you know, really it's the community, everybody involved, you know, they care about the Packers. And, you know, that's how I hope they react on Sunday. You know, I don't really care, you know, how they react to Brett. You know, it's more about what we do. And, you know, when it comes game time, you know, I'm sure they'll be passionate about us and they'll want us to get the win. So, you know, we're going to go out there and try to perform better than we did last time we played them.
Are you having offered protection for him? Is it weird to look across and see him in purple, even though you guys saw him on October 5th already?
What was that?
Is it weird to see him in purple, even though you have faced him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a rookie this year, so I've never played with him. So, you know, to me, he's just another quarterback in the division. So.
Besides getting that experience, what have you learned from
that? Well, really, you know. For me, I just feel like I always have to be prepared, you know, because I never, you know, you never know what's going to happen. One injury away and, you know, you're in there playing. So, you know, for me, it's been a big thing for me just to prepare as if I'm going to play every game. And, you know, that's what I've been doing the past couple weeks. And the past couple weeks, I've actually had a chance to get into play. So, you know, for me, it's all about preparation, and that's how I'm going about my business.
Have you paid attention to anything that
you're down with? No, I have not. I really don't care either. Jared? Well, he's got tremendous speed coming off the edge. Really uses his hands well. He's got long arms. He's able to get into guys pretty good. So, you know, when you play a guy like that, you have to be really technically sound. And, you know, you have to have good pass that you have to use your hands well. So, you know, he's got power, but he's also got speed. And I think he uses his speed to advantage. He likes to get around the corner on guys.
How do you approach it mentally? I mean, you kind of have to treat him as another guy. You can't make it bigger than it is, right?
Right. I mean, you know, well, he's a great player, you know, and if it comes down to it, you know, it'll be a good opportunity to go against a guy like that. But, you know, he's, like you said, he's a good player. You gotta pay attention to guys like that. You can't take him lightly. And, you know, he's done a lot of good things in this league for a number of years. So, you know, really it comes down to, you know, just focusing and being good with your technique against a guy like that.